move it into your heart. And allow us to sing to you just for a moment or two, because we would like to sing the tones of the joy in your heart.
Beginning to think I'm part of this place. You've witnessed much, and it's not completed yet because they tell me, my medium tells me, I'll be back again tomorrow. How about that? I've not been this many trips to the airplane in consecutive days in a very long time. What a grand and glorious time it is. Can you feel the beauty that's in this room? From that most beautiful song that the angels just brought forth through this beautiful lady, to the sounds of the beautiful piano that's behind me, to the sounds of your rhythmic heart, Do you not recognize love when you see it? Well, let me share a couple of thoughts with you today, and then I'll turn it over to the most precious energy called Kryon. Many years ago, on this dimension, did I sit with my medium? Did I tell him of what it is that I would have expected of him? I told him that day, my friends, that we had made a commitment thousands upon thousands of years ago to come to this plane of consciousness for this great shift in time and space. And oh yes, you can get as literal as you want. I'd be the first to tell you that the past and the future are nothing more than a memory and something that cannot be. Because in the moment of this, all time ceases to change. And thereby you become this magnetic force of energy that is evolving through the emotional stability of an incarnate species life. You have come to join each other on this magical walk. Oh, I guess most of you here would go about thinking that yes, you've done it before. And yes, sometimes you might even have had more fun. But never, my friends, since you were last here in Lemuria over 50,000 years ago, never have you had so much opportunity to know your consciousness. Because you see, we can talk about the consciousness of your body. We can talk about the consciousness of your soul. Oh my goodness, we could even talk about the consciousness of the cells that put you together. But don't you know that we'd still be talking about one word? Consciousness. That's what you are. If I was to let you up, come up here and ask me a question, I could simply say, and yes, consciousness, what is your question? And you'd know how to respond. If you came before me for a healing, I could say to you, yes, consciousness, how would I go about healing you today? Because that's all you'd ever need to call each other. You need only look into each other's eyes and say, hello, consciousness. I'm consciousness. And you'd be right. And you say, but Carol, how would we ever tell each other apart? Heck, if I know, I can't tell you apart. You'd all look the same to me. Oh, you may put on this little reflection outfits, but I think they're cute. Because you're using them to display something. You say, oh, Master Kiro, please don't blame this on me. Well, it is yours. And it's exactly as you want it to be. You say, well, could it be a little bigger, a little smaller, a little thinner, a little fatter? I say, no, it couldn't be until you want it to be something else. Because you see, it's like this, my friends, the conscious world. I say to each of you, hello, consciousness. And you say back to me, hello, consciousness. And together we come to this great understanding that just maybe we came here to this earth plane in the wisdom of our Creator, in the love of our Creator. And by being a conscious awareness, we've come here to heal. You say, but Master Kira, what if nothing's wrong with me? And I'd be the first one to tell you, consciousness, there's nothing wrong with you. You're just playing out a consciousness. Isn't that beautiful? Do you remember, oh, so long ago, some of you was there. I know Thomas was there. Many of you was there. When the young Master Jesus was walking down the pathway of a small town east of Bethlehem. And he was walking through the town, and the word had spread far and yonder that this great healer was coming before them. And young Martha, young Mary Magdalene, all of the beautiful witnesses were out there in front of him when he finally entered the city streets. And as he's walking through, people were falling on their knees in front of him. Picture this with me, my friends. Consciousness falling on their knees in front of the great consciousness of light itself. And that great conscious energy called Christ poured through this man called Jesus. And the people were raised from their broken bones to the literal of those dying. And remember this scene, my friend, because it's one I never want you to forget. Trailing along behind young Master Jesus was this little girl. Now let me tell you, this little girl, her consciousness, her back was bent. She had scars all down her face. Her bones hurt her to walk. But yet she saw Jesus and she smiled at him. And it is said that she actually winked an eye at him. And oh, Jesus, in all of his love, what a consciousness he was. He knew what he wanted to do. He simply reached down and he placed his most beautiful loving hand upon her. Instantly the scars faded off of her face. Just as quickly her back and the bones straightened and all the marks of leprosy was gone. Do you remember this story? Because you know what?